Our cash cattle market finished out last week rather very strong. I'm Keith Weinberg with your farm news update. We finished up last week with our cash cattle sales essentially from 232 to 237. Nick Bork is with Professional Ag Marketing, Laverne, Minnesota.
Yeah, we definitely are seeing a little spark in the cash market here, Keith. You know, we got that winter storm system kind of going through the panhandles there and in the south, and that is, you know, letting some cattle go. They're moving some cattle down there, I think around 236, 235.50 to 236.50. Also saw some 370 in the meat trade there. So even with, you know, we've cut the cattle kill back a ways here in the last few weeks, quite a ways actually, and that's what's gotten choice beef rolling higher here again. You know, that's around that 367 area.
Then you throw in the USDA released their cattle on feed report shortly after the markets closed Friday afternoon. That report showed cattle and calves on feed about 3% below a year ago. Placements were 5% below a year ago, and marketings of cattle were about 2% above a year ago.
That might be a little bit bullish. There was a day and a half more marketings here this December, you know, than previous, but still the marketings were a little lower. And then also, you know, we got the cattle inventory report. So that'll kind of give us a macro picture of what the cow herd is looking like and heifer retention, and should give us a little better macro picture for 26 here.
And Nick said the hog market continues to be interesting.
Yeah, it'd be interesting here in the next few weeks if we can get the cash market really trading more than a day a week, you know, and I think that will happen here. Feels like packers are getting hungrier for some more pigs.
Our cash hog markets have been ranging essentially from $81 to $86. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.